You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitz.
I'm Michaela Oakland.
And we're so happy to have you here in our car this week. I truly almost just had like a stroke. I almost said Schnitz talk. Like, mind you, have not done that for 5 years.
Yeah, well, because so our like handles on everything are Late Night Drive Pod, and the handles for the She Rates Dogs podcast used to be She Rates Dogs Pod. So yeah. Something about that, I always almost say
it's a little confusing. She Rates.
You guys, we've been around the block, you know, we're old hats.
We've had a long and storied career.
We've got histories. We've got bodies. Mm-hmm.
We've got bodies?
Yeah.
We've fucked so many podcasts.
We fucked a few podcasts.
Between the two of us, we fucked some podcasts. That's all I'm saying.
Some anyways, big podcasts.
What's up with you guys this week? How do you feel? I feel crazy. There was a void moon and a full moon. Mind you, and I want to say something. Okay. Mm. Okay. Can I just say something?
Please do. This is the whole thing. It's a podcast. Say things.
Yeah. Is saying things, and that's true. So here I go, and I'm gonna say it. I feel like you can always tell that I'm like on the verge of a full mental breakdown when I really start talking about like the moon. And like manifesting, and like I'm doing meditations. Like I only turn to like real woo-woo shit when I'm like I am one thing away from snapping. And that's like always a joke between a friend of mine, because she's like, I'm listening to sleep manifestations. I'm like, should I call someone? Do we need to do a wellness check?
Yeah, because I remember when you were going through your last breakup. I was talking to Julia about it at the time. And it was when I had to call, when I was calling you every night, because he used to call you every night. And I was like, I was with Julia, and I was like, oh, I have to go call Ellie. Like, she's about to go to sleep. And then I like came back, and she was like, how's Ellie? And I'm like, good. Like, she got some new crystals today. And Julie was like, oh my God, she's already on the crystal phase of her breakup. Good for her. That was fast.
I bought so many. I had like a full breakdown. I bought like 12 crystals. I still have them.
I did the exact same thing. I went to a psychic.
I
bought crystals. I was looking, getting into meditation. I think Julie went to like a hypnotist, energy healer. Like, this is what women do. This is what women go through breakups.
I do find it like very comforting. Like, I find like the mystical shit very comforting when I'm like, well, nothing else is working, so I might as well try, because I'm like, I'm doing therapy and I'm journaling and I'm doing all this stuff I'm supposed to do, and I still feel like garbage, so I'm just gonna hold this fucking crystal and say a ritual.
I think it's also because like we know that the placebo often does work, so if we just keep trying shit, then like something's gonna happen.
It also, I will say, it always helps me with sleep. Like, I find like mystical woo-woo girlies very relaxing. So like when I lately before sleep, I've been listening to this like ASMR energy healing meditation. And she just like whispers.
You're so breakup girl right now.
I'm fine. I'm so normal. She like whispers to you, like you do like a progressive body relaxation, and then she just says nice things, and then it sort of fades out, and like there's just a crackling campfire. It's a very lovely way to fall asleep, I will say. Her name is ASMR Fleur, if you're interested.
I bet a lot of people will be interested. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking about that today, which is so random because I was on TikTok because I'm trying to make myself watch TikTok. So then perhaps I will end up making TikToks more often. Mm-hmm. And there was like, my algorithm is so different now. And there was like one kind of woo-woo-y type video that went on my feed. And I like scrolled past it. And I was like, that's so funny because that's what my whole feed used to be. And that was what I would like watch. That's like what I used TikTok for, was stuff like that when I was going through my breakup phase for a while, actually.
Oh no. yeah, I do feel like it's such an indicator, which is not to say that like being like a spiritual girly is like you're automatically like something's wrong with you, you're going through something.
But I find
for myself that like I always know it's a little like I get a little more intense about it when I'm going through something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, us, even, we've been doing tarot card of the week for every week for a year, and she wasn't going through a breakup. Like,
totally, but
it's just intensifying.
It just gets a little crazy. I started listening to like ASMR Reiki healing when I quit my job like 4 years ago because it was such a miserable experience quitting that job, and I could not sleep. I was so upset all the time that I was just like, fine, I'll see what the universe says. I started following a bunch of moon omens Instagram pages, like clock. Work when something's going wrong with me, I'm like, and we're gonna have a mantra.
Wait, I honestly think that this is such an interesting topic that we should revisit for like a main topic at some point, because what is it about like a horrible time in your life where women love to get really like spiritual and like moon type vibes and like psychics and energy healing?
Yeah, and I could be like sarcastic and goofy about it and be like, because we're women and we're so in tune with the natural world and it's like whatever. But honest to God, I do think that sometimes you get to a point where you're like, well, none of the normal shit's working. You're like, the world is being fucking awful to me right now and I've done everything right, so I might as well try something fucking lunatic bullshit. And then it kind of does work.
It kind of goes with what we were talking about last week, where whenever you're going through that, you're like, no one has ever felt this bad before. I've certainly never felt this bad before. So I'm going to need the help of something extraterrestrial in order to handle this pain that should be unknown to man.
I need to call on like angels, okay? Like I need to like call on the energies that are underlying the universe to get me through this, because no one's ever been this sad before.
Exactly.
And I think there's something there,
a big part
for sure.
Of it. Yeah. It goes with last week. It's like this pain is so big. There's no way this should be naturally occurring. So I can't fix it with something that's naturally occurring.
There is something magical happening to me. I did literally, and this is where I'm at in my life. I told my therapist that I thought that maybe I've been having really bad luck because in August I broke a mirror. I was like, maybe it's going to be 7 more years of everything sucking. And she was like, do you think that that sounds like something that's like true? Or do we think that that's something that might not be true? And I said, I don't know.
Well, I saw a fucking TikTok yesterday that said today, February 28th, was going to be like, or what? Maybe it's not today. Oh, God, tomorrow. It's going to be the worst day of my life. And like, I'm going to get the worst news imaginable.
February 28th is the worst day of your life? It's on Wednesday.
They said it's going to be. And then there were like 100,000 likes on it. But unless I use that sound.
Why would you like that?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it.
See, those things are fake. Because the universe doesn't do stuff in likes. I believe that.
And also, as you guys know, I'm not speaking to anyone romantically. Well, you probably assume. I haven't clarified that in like a couple weeks, but like I would have told you if something had changed.
I was not thinking that you were.
Yeah, and I also got this video that was like, something's going to change for you. There's someone like romantically who's sort of been lying to you about how they feel. They actually feel more for you than they've been letting on. And I was like, you know what? This really would have gotten me a couple years ago, probably.
I know.
Because that is so often would hit for someone, and the only reason it didn't for me is because I am such an anomaly in the fact that there's literally nobody.
I am not talking to anybody. Yeah, it is funny. Like, I think some of those things prey on us, but like a lot of my feed is like the Crystal Lee woo-woo shit right now because I'm in going insane. Yeah. But a lot of them are like, here's a love reading. He's thinking about you. And I'm like, I'm scrolling past it because I'm like, no, he's not. Like, I'm like, I don't want to hear that right now. And you're preying on people who are weaker than me.
That would honestly, I would love to like go into the comments of one of those videos these days and see your comment on top being like, leave me alone.
Fuck you. Yeah. And that being said, our roadside attraction today sort of is a spell, but like we're doing really well when we get to spell vibes.
It is witch coded, and
I want you to know that it sometimes it just feels good to be a little goofy with it, a little silly, and maybe like who knows, maybe the universe is listening.
So would you say that the car we're in is maybe a broom today?
Oh my God, we're riding a broomstick, and we've got a little cat with us, maybe a little black cat who's also in, he's wearing a little hat. Oh my God,
Kiki's delivery service.
We're Kiki's delivery service today.
Oh my God,
I'm loving this. Another thing I'm doing before sleep to help me sleep, there's these things on that my mom sent me that, okay, I don't know how they work because I'm not a scientist, but they're like little eye masks and they're like paper or whatever. And when you take them out of the package, they start to heat up and steam. Like you don't have to do anything. They just start to steam. So you wear them on your eyes and it's like and melatonin and it's sort of like aromatherapy.
Oh my God.
It is so relaxing. I am not joking. It is. I can't sleep without them now because it's
Are they expensive?
So, I don't think so, but I don't know because my mommy bought them for me.
Are they one use or?
They are single use. I'm sure they make masks that are, you can reuse them, but these are the single use ones. And honestly, it is so fucking luxurious and relaxing. 10 out of 10, I recommend.
I have an opposite tip for this week. It's my financial hack of the week. If you have a fire pit, then when you go on a walk, you can pick up sticks on the ground for free lumber. That's a good tip, and that's free for you.
It's free real estate.
I was literally like on walks multiple times this week, like picking up sticks and then sending Chrissy photos, like free lumber today, free lumber queen, free lumber, because it's expensive to buy firewood.
That's crazy. I would never have thought about that because I'm like, trees, they're sort of everywhere, you know, like you can sort of get trees, but you can't chop down a tree.
You certainly shouldn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, perhaps.
You shouldn't, but legally, you probably can.
You also can't. Should we do a, we should do our frugal tip of the week. So yours is, there's free lumber. There's free kindling, if you know where to look.
Free kindling, yes. If you have eyes bright enough to see.
Oh, yes. Cathedrals everywhere for those with the eyes to see them.
Oh, I did ask Ellie a Taylor Swift lyric question, and she really came through hard. She was like, this could be about multiple songs.
Well, you gave me like a vague half lyric where it was like two different lyrics. And I was like, okay, these are two songs. These are different songs. I think I know what you're talking about, but I was
right. And I was thinking of two songs. So it was perfect. Because at first, sorry guys, it doesn't really matter.
No, but it is. It does matter because one thing I'm very proud of is my encyclopedic knowledge of Taylor Swift lyrics.
Exactly. And I knew that you would know. I was like, she'll figure this out so quickly. Because she just knows that. Did you see the one Swifty who got in trouble? Or I don't know if maybe this was a joke. Let me know if this was a joke. Because I might be dumb. They posted screenshots of like Taylor Nation reaching out to them and asking for their, like, they were like, you're a big fan.
I don't
we
know
love
if
you.
It was real or not.
Yeah. They were like,
explaining it, sorry.
You're a big fan. We love you. Like, send us your full name, birthday, and like location. Like, kind of implying, you know, I'm going to send you free merch type stuff. The person replied that. And then Taylor Swift Nation was like, we have identified you as a user who is sharing copyrighted materials.
I don't know if it was real, but that is some shit she would do. So it does make me laugh.
That's why it's so funny, because it's like, it might, it's like probably
I don't know if it's
a
real,
joke.
But it could be, you know?
It could be real. And like, I could see that. All the Swifties are going to be shaking in their boots.
And the way that like Taylor Nation is, and how there's like a Swiftie who like Taylor Nation asked for their. For their ID number or something, like their driver's license number. They asked for some kind of number. I don't know what the, maybe they meant phone number, maybe they meant, and this person just gave them their social security number, which I like still think is so funny. Cause that's how much we just are like, yeah, that's mom, you know, that's sort of a family.
You can know
number.
Everything about me.
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh my God, we have a big update, you guys. A big update from our roadside attraction last week, which I don't know if you've...
Okay.
I don't know if they've seen this, because it was kind of like... It didn't get that mainstream, I would say. but it should have been. Do you want to say the sacred sentence?
Well, I do want to add that there was a littler update that I want to say before the your update, which is much funnier than this. But I do just want to say that there was more back and forth between this creator, Maddie, and her dad. And in the last video, the guy was like, Maddie, we can collab if you want. Like, why don't we meet up and talk through our issues and collab? I think the people would like that. Like, which is the funniest fucking thing that your like estranged father could say
collab
to you.
Collab with daughter. Like, with your
and
kid.
not be like, let's like meet up and talk this out one-on-one, you and me as a father and a daughter. He's like, Maddie, let's collab. Like, that is just proving her story so much.
That should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah. If my dad was ever like, do you want to collab? I'd be like, what is wrong with you?
What? Oh my God. I can't even imagine saying that. Like, to my sister. I don't know.
I don't even say that to my friends who are content creators. Do you want to collab?
Yeah, because I don't. Well, I also just have never done anything that would like be considered a collab. Although when I do hang out with friends who are content creators and like I post a picture, people do DM me saying, love this collab.
Love this collab.
That's a big.
But whatever. And that's a whole comment. Other thing.
Anyway. Yeah, so we got a fun update that breakdancing dad was so racist at Dartmouth that another man bit him. And he got a tetanus shot.
And I just love that detail. I think that's a really special part of the story that people are kind of overlooking.
People are forgetting that he got bit at Dartmouth.
He got bit in college for being racist. And we don't bite racists as often as I think we should. I think that should be like a sort of a standard punishment.
The article, it concludes with, and Hart, the son of conservative columnist Jeffrey Hart, a Dartmouth English professor, received a tetanus shot. It was just another battle in what Ben Hart calls the war of ideas. Just another battle in the war of ideas.
I also don't know if you saw, but like Elon Musk obviously responded to Breakdancing Dad and was like, I support you. He quote tweeted Elon, Breakdancing Dad, he quote tweeted Elon like three separate times, like every single time that Elon responded to them. And in each and every one, he said, I love you, Elon. Thank you for defending free speech in each one.
Oh my
one.
God, they're obsessed with that. Which, by the way, today I saw screenshots of people like showing that cis is now a slur on X and like that tweets that, with that in it are getting marked as hate speech.
So Elon like said, this was like a couple months ago, I think. Elon was like, cisgender is a slur. Cisgender is a slur and you shouldn't be allowed to say it. And people were like, yeah, shut up. And then he's made it like a real thing on the platform. Mind you, he doesn't ban any other hate speech.
No, I've seen so many ridiculous, some crazy like, shit. You know, those screenshots of like your report against this person.
This
and
person
then it's like a
username
slur
is
in
a
the
slur.
Name. Yeah. And it's like, we have not found any problem with this account. I don't see what you could possibly mean.
Yeah, there's no real issue here. But yeah, though, that's just so funny. And I just love that he's, first of all, so racist he got bit in college and now is like a crypto coin peddling like Elon Musk. He's like sucking and fucking Elon Musk for fun on Twitter. Like just bent over, blowing bubbles on the dick kind of shit. Like, it's so funny.
Ellie.
Sorry. What? It's funny.
You kind of like really went after it there. That was amazing.
I didn't mean to. Yeah. It's just sometimes the spirit of Hassan Piker takes over me and I just say some shit that he would say.
He's getting some shit right now. I don't know if you saw.
He is. And can I tell you something? You texted me, I'm becoming a Hassan defender. I'm about to be a Hassan defender.
I'm
like,
going to be. Yeah,
finally.
I'm going to be a Hassan defender.
Thank God. But so I don't know if any of you, maybe you did see this if you're on the internet, but it was very funny because I was watching live. So I was watching as this was happening and it was really weird to see like 10 seconds of like a 3-minute thing that he had said go viral on Twitter, like, in real time. But basically what people said he said was that streaming is harder than having a real job. That was like the clip that people, it was 10 seconds being like, I'm so much more exhausted after streaming than when I had a real job. He said that.
Yeah.
But what he was talking about was that when he goes to like parties after sitting and streaming live for 9 hours, he like doesn't have a social battery, and he like feels like he's antisocial, and it like really just drains his battery because he's already been talking for 9 hours all day, and he's like not as social as he'd like to be. And he feels like when he worked a sales job, he wasn't socially exhausted in the same way that he's socially exhausted from doing the Twitch streaming. That was truly the full sentence.
And he did clarify, and he was like, I'm not saying, like, there are a lot of jobs, like, real jobs I could compare it to, like, working customer service, you know, things like that, retail, that would be the same type of thing. And he just I don't know, his experience
he's just sleepy. And people were
social
just
battery
like,
specifically.
Well, yes, specifically just not being able to be as social at the end of the day. And people were just so crazy with it.
I think he also clarified, like, after 9 hours of streaming, he could certainly go do, like, a hard physical task. It's just fully specific to the social aspect of it.
After we do 2 episodes, I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody.
I know. And that's, like, 2 hours.
Yeah. When I stream for 2 hours, I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot go talk to anybody now. I feel crazy. And it's not even remotely the same thing streaming to, you know, 100 people versus 20,000 people. It's just crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, people were really dragging him. And I was like, stop being mean to my friend.
I did feel a little bad. I will say that. I get like why people would say that's ridiculous if they just saw the video out of context. But yeah,
but it was funny, rough like,
for him. Like 100,000 likes on some of those tweets dragging him.
And it was just funny. Like I watched it live. So I watched the whole, you know, conversation that he'd had. So it didn't even like register to me why anybody would be upset about that. Because in my head, I was like, he literally said he's like profoundly lucky to have the job he has. He also understands why people get upset with, you know, like he said the whole thing. So then I was like, how did anybody misconstrue that? And then I'm like, oh, someone like purposely misconstrued it.
Well, and by the way, that's part of why that job is so exhausting, because you have to like make sure that the things you say come with so many like caveats. Yeah, disclaimer and like all of those sentences to make sure that things can't be taken out of context. Like you have to stop yourself and be like, wait a minute, like I don't want people to take this way, so let me like also make these follow-up comments so people know that that's not what I meant by that. Like that's hard on the
brain.
And
it's hard live, because like if you're like a YouTuber, you can just cut shit out, you know. Like, you can just be like, actually, I don't need that sentence in there at all, just in case people take it the wrong way. But, like, he's live, so all day long he has to, like, self-edit. It's like if every time we tweeted, which we already tweet in a funny way where we have to be like, well, and this isn't true in all cases, and this is only my personal experience, comma, however, comma. Like, we already do that weird shit, you know? But if we had to, like, do that live every minute of every day, like, you would feel insane. You would, like, never want to speak to a human being ever again.
I wouldn't be chatty, I'll tell you that.
I would not be chatty, I'll tell you that. So, and I already have a small social battery. My social battery already is not very charged.
Would you like to talk about Love is Blind, by the way?
Oh my God, are you finally... Okay, wait. Spoiler alert for Love is Blind. If you have not watched the whole show, you can skip. It'll probably be about 7 minutes.
Well, this is going to come out on the day where new episodes will be available that we haven't seen yet. So,
okay, so not fully caught
we're
up.
Seeing the first two drops is what we will be discussing, which I think is like 6 or 8 episodes. Who knows? But the first two drops, you know what we mean by that.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm so glad you watched.
I am caught up. The first thing I have to say is like, I was seeing a lot of the stuff with the casting unfolding on social media, like as I was watching the episode. So I feel like it maybe spoiled it a little bit to like see the love stories when I already knew a lot of those people had girlfriends back home. Which like it was
brutal.
Like 3 of them. I think 3 of the ones who are engaged right now. And I think one
of them is allegedly gay.
Okay, one of them is allegedly gay. Yeah, maybe gay. One of them's maybe gay. And then one of them, God, which one was it? Jeremy. Jeremy, the one that we thought was nice, the himbo. The one that we thought was sweet. And all of his comments were like, oh my God, Jeremy, you're amazing. Like, we love you so much. Or Trevor.
No, you're talking about Trevor with the mullet.
Yeah, the himbo. The mullet guy. the himbo mullet guy, Trevor. Everyone was obsessed with him. They loved him. He went into it with a girlfriend, like was saying, bye, they're about to take my phone. Just so you know, nothing I'm going to say is going to be real. And then he gets out and he's like, I'm going to look like a hero. I couldn't have planned that better myself. Like, she took the proposal from someone else, but I'm going to come out looking so sweet. And then apparently he also like threatened to show their sex tape to her young child if she ever exposed him, which is like next level above everything else. And we were all fooled. He was the only one that I was like, well, he's
all for him. I was like, he's a good boy.
He seemed kind of nice.
Okay, yeah. But not even like the outside drama, because I don't care about that. They'll talk about that at the reunion and they'll like do that whole thing. The season itself, now, and mind you, I'm rewatching some of the older seasons and I had only watched the first one, but I think this season is really good.
It is a really good season. I think it's a really good season as well. I do think the one issue I've had with the most recent seasons is like they've started to really not get anybody who's likable. And that's like a big issue for me when I'm watching reality television is like I do love a villain or two, but I need at least like one full couple to be people that I think like, oh my God, they're amazing. They're great people. Can't wait to see them win.
I like Amy and Johnny. Even though they talk about contraception like rocket science.
It's so funny.
but I like them. Obviously, everybody else is full garbage. Absolute fucking garbage. I don't know what the hell happened with Kenneth and Brittany. That was crazy. They just broke up out of nowhere.
I think that it was he was waiting for any kind of out from her end so that he could use it as like, oh, you expressed doubt, like it wasn't me ending this, like you brought it up, that's why things ended. And he got like so excited, I think, when she finally expressed a little bit of concern, and then he was like immediately calling his friends to pick him up.
It honest to God was like very, a lot of like his, all of his interactions were like very triggering for me, like the way he was literally on that damn phone, the way that he was truly staring at his phone, everything on his phone was more interesting than what was happening with this like very nice woman who's like clearly trying so hard to love him.
Yeah.
That was really hard to watch because like I've definitely dated guys like that who are like, get off that damn phone. And
he said he was writing emails, but he was swiping. Like that was not writing email behavior with your fingers.
Stupid. I just think Brittany's really nice. And then it was also like so upsetting that she like brought up a like valid concern where she was like, I just feel like you don't, you know, initiate things with me. I feel like we don't have like a spark, like a sex life. And he immediately was like, in your mind, to you. Like,
and then he brings up, what about that time at 1 a.m. when you were asleep and had to wake up at 5 a.m. and I woke you up
and
you
lights and I put my arm around you, huh?
And she was sort of like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Like she was like, maybe that was my fault. Like, huh? No,
oh
wasn't.
My God.
And then he's back on that damn phone while she's standing there crying. And then he goes, give me a hug so I know it's no beef. I, on my life, was like, I will leap through the screen and punch you in the face myself. Like, 25 or not, I don't care. I'll beat you up in a video game. And then,
oh my God.
The other, I mean, obviously, I think Chelsea and Jimmy are hilarious. Like, they're, I don't know what's going to happen with them, but they're very funny to me.
They might end up together. Like, they honestly, like,
they really
I
might
see a version where they're the only couple who lasts and, like,
still
it will
standing
shock the world. But, yeah.
I could see it. And then Laura and Jeremy. Why does he spell his
Laura
name like that?
Laura pissed me the fuck off. Yeah, with the stuff with AD where she was like, oh yeah, just like grab her boob. And like, it's so dehumanizing. The way that she was acting about that. I thought it was disgusting.
No. She's clearly a bad person. Like, just clearly kind of a pill. I'll say this. She's clearly like not a person you want to be around. She also made like weird comments about like, he has the same views on gay marriage and abortion and religion and stuff.
I was like, what are the views?
And I was like, oh,
I'd
what
like
are the
know
views, Laura? Please tell us the views. But I will say she handed Jeremy his fucking ass in that last scene. I was telling my parents about that because I was so into the way that she like handled that situation. I don't know. I mean, for those of you obviously who've seen, you know that he... he lied to her about where he was, about his location. And she made this whole thing where she was like, I'm not going to check your fucking location. I'm not going to be in a relationship where I check your location. So where were you? And he said, I was in the parking lot at the bar. And she said, you're lying. And he says, I'm not lying. What am I lying about? And she was like, you're lying about leaving the bar. And he said, I was in the parking lot. There's an alley by the parking lot. She goes, you are not at that bar. And he was like, what? And she was like, you are north of Uptown where Sarah Ann lives. Like, she like got his ass. She's like, of course I fucking checked my location when you weren't home at 5 a.m. What, you think I'm stupid? Like, she got his ass. And then he like looked down. I think what happened, this is my headcanon from what I've seen on TikTok, is that he had left his phone in the car at the parking lot, but forgot he was wearing a fucking Apple Watch.
And the Can I say that's exactly what I thought? That's exactly what I thought when he was so obsessed with being so like, no, confident. You have my location. Yeah. Because this is what happens with kids who are like, oh, my parents track my phone. They like just leave their phone in their mailboxes and then go off with their boyfriend, like without a phone. So they're just like in danger. They have no way to contact anyone. And it's like, but they won't know where I am. So
yay. Just so crazy. She got his ass. I was really impressed by the way she talked him into a corner. Like, he couldn't get out of that lie if he tried. Yes.
Because she was like, I don't care about your location. I'm not going to check your location. So he kind of thought he was in the clear. He was like, yeah. I was in the parking lot. Parking lot. She's like, well, I checked your location.
And I'll say it, mind you, not any less sketchy to be in a parking lot with a woman you almost married until 5 a.m. No. But... definitely because worse that's to be not at closure.
A conversation until 5 a.m. is not a closure conversation. That's like,
what were you doing in that damn car if you were in that car?
That's too much time of talking. Like, you have now changed from like, oh, this is what you look like. Well, I wish you the best. It's changed to like, hey, like, blah,
do you
blah,
wish
blah.
Things were different? Like, I did not like that.
Which Sarah Ann had already like said to him. Which, to be honest, I don't really blame her. Like, it's not really, like, I mean, it's not great.
That's the problem with this show. None of them are fucking likable, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't really, I'm like, whatever, they're all going to do bad things. And I think that is also what is making this season so interesting to me, is that, like, there are one or two people that I think are, like, actually good-hearted, kind people. And then the rest of them, I'm like, you are bad and I'm enjoying watching this.
I just feel like, do you think the casting is getting people who are in relationships on purpose, or do you think they're just bad at their jobs, or do you think they're just trying to find bad people and then that kind of like goes along with them being bad people?
I am not sure. I think it probably is they do like a personality test and like the psyche eval, and they're like, okay, this person sucks. We should have them on the show. But that's not fair. If you really want people to find love, like, it's, I think it's really easy to tell who came on there to like actually fall in love and who didn't.
I mean, I would say that I would think it's obvious, but many of them tricked me. So it's not that obvious to me.
I'll say it. Kenneth tricked me. He tricked me.
He seemed so nice.
So nice. And then I saw him on that damn phone. I'll never let
go. I have to say, I was shocked that Michael tricked you. I was like, from the first moment of him is like just leaving the room while a woman is speaking. Is that his name, Michael?
Matthew.
Yeah.
He tricks me just because I'm stupid. And I was like, well, he's anxious. Like, he's shy. And look how he's so nice to AD.
I thought he was, like, extremely rude. And then I was like, oh, well, there's someone for everyone. He seems to really like her. So maybe it's a good thing. And then he made comments about America watching, like, 4 different times. He's like, the nation will be behind me. America's watching.
I was like, that man has chopped up and eaten people. Like, he has such cannibal vibes. It's crazy. And I was fooled. I really was fooled. So when I was so fooled that when she found out that he had said those same things to that other girl, I was gagged when I saw that.
I gotta stay up
another hour because, oh my God.
I wish that they had shown him saying all the same things. Although, but maybe they just
wanted
like, that.
They wanted the little switcheroo. They wanted us to go, huh?
You know? No, but like after the gagging, like showing him saying the same thing so that he like couldn't deny it, you know?
Yeah.
But I believed it anyway, and it worked really well. It's a great season, you guys. And, you know, maybe you're skipping this part of our podcast. Maybe you're also really invested. Love is Blind is a very popular show. Like, the people on that show get more followers than, like, so many more followers than Bachelor contestants, just because Netflix is so much bigger. Like, people on Love is Blind get millions of followers. People on Bachelor get, like, 10,000, maybe 100,000 from it, which is, like, so... And, like, same as... the earlier seasons of Too Hot to Handle, they got like millions of followers from those shows too. The Netflix ones just go crazy.
That is our little Love is Blind recap. So if you don't care about Love is Blind, welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. We're done talking. Or if you just are planning to watch it and haven't yet, you know, same
totally,
thing.
Totally. And I would, by the way, recommend that you watch it. I don't like reality. I don't watch reality TV, but I'm so all in. I'm like literally counting down the seconds until the new episodes come out. I have to know what happens.
Honestly, my favorite part of every reality TV show is the reunion, because like a year has gone by and they're going to like update me in 1 hour of everything that's transpired since then. And there are always things. There are always so many things.
There's always things.
Should we pivot to Avatar?
I have feelings. I have more feelings than I have thoughts, if that makes sense.
May I, before we start the conversation, just say I am 4 episodes in. I'm not fully
no spoilers,
finished.
No spoilers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you obviously know what happens, but like...
Right.
No spoilers. That's sort of the thing. It's like, you know, the plot. Anyways, Avatar The Last Airbender live action first season came out on Netflix, and it came out to mixed feelings from a lot of people. A lot of people really hating it.
Right.
And also, I think this like sort of pervasive feeling from people who didn't like it and saw people who did like it, that they're like, well, that person clearly didn't watch the original show and didn't like the original show. Like, because you could never if you watch. I don't understand why we have to like. I don't understand why we can't just like things for being different things. I liked it because I like Avatar. Like, I think it's a sweet story and I think it's a cute show.
I understand, especially the criticisms about like the writing and the acting. I do feel like they just say things that don't need to be said. Like, they just lay it out so obviously with the writing in ways where it's like that could have been implied or that could have been inferred. It's just like too in your face,
certainly.
I think.
Things that were like implied in the show that were in like the original show that had to lay them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we need to give a little speech to this and like make it super obvious.
No, you don't. And like also smushing a lot of storylines together that didn't need to be smushed together. Fine. I get all those criticisms, but I just liked looking at it. And it was like a sweet little fun show to have on, you know?
There are definitely parts that I'm enjoying of it. I really like the visuals. I love that they cast actual children. I think like some of the fleshing out of the first episode was really fun. Like the way they did the before Aang was trapped in the iceberg thing.
I think that added like a level of heart to it where you really do go, oh my God, like he lost every person that he'd ever known in one night. Like a whole culture gone, and like we see it. Like, it's pretty visceral. It's pretty upsetting.
I was gonna say that's like the one thing I thought that they maybe even did better than the animation.
And
but
there's one more thing. There's another thing I think they do better
in
this version, because you haven't finished it yet. Which is that I think the way that they really flesh out Zuko and Iroh's relationship, and there's a lot of like past memories, and you really see how their relationship developed from before he was injured, and like when you know, Iroh lost his son, and the way that they like the way that Zuko like comforted him when he lost his son, like things that you're like, I know that they've had this long relationship, otherwise they wouldn't still, you know, be here together with each other, but it's seeing it in the live action is really, really kind of beautiful, and like made me emotional, because I was like, oh, these are two people who really love each other, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like some of my headspace going into it helped me to enjoy it more, because I already know that I'm not going to like a live action adaptation as much as an animated series. There's just like, they can't capture something that animation has when they turn it into live action. I didn't like the Lion King live action. I didn't like any of the
awful.
Well, yeah, but like any of the ones that I can think of in the last however many years, like I've always been disappointed by live action adaptations of animated. They just like don't capture the magic. It's not as
It's kind of Uncanny Valley. It's a little spooky, but I think the costumes were mostly pretty good. I think it's fun. I think the only thing that was really missing was like some of the humor of it. Like, I think it wasn't as lighthearted as Avatar
tends to be. The cabbages
didn't
make me laugh. Unfortunately, the cabbage guy didn't get me the way that he was supposed to.
No, I was like, oh, so close. They really wanted to like wink at it, but they didn't wink at it. They kind of went like, you know, they overdid the wink. They could have been more subtle with it. But I don't really, and I'll say this, I don't really care. But that's because I'm a person who, I just kind of like watching stuff. Like, I don't really, I think that the, like, the series they did of Series of Unfortunate Events was really cute and stylized. Like, I think that that was a fun adaptation of those books. And, like, similarly, I think this is, like, a fun, stylized, different adaptation of source material, and you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what, like, teenagers and, like, the preteen age think about it. Because I do think a lot of it was geared more toward them, which makes sense because that's what the story originally was. It's a Nickelodeon show. And you can tell, like, obviously some of the writing, you know, just like how the there was it's a lot of kids. Criticism for that one monologue in Barbie. Like, sometimes things are for
things
maybe
are for children.
Yeah,
sometimes things can be for kids. That's allowed.
There's a lot that I'm enjoying. I would love for my brother, who I used to watch Avatar with, to watch it and like text him about it. And I like things. I do think that they're like doing good callbacks to the original show too, which is nice. Like some of the exact phrases,
shots and phrases.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the casting is really good. Honestly, I think they did a good job. I think I think Zuko is great. He's like given a great performance.
I think Zuko's the only one I think is good.
He's really good. I think he might be the oldest, though.
Yeah. I think a lot of the acting isn't the best. Even the older characters to me, though, like the adults, I don't love the acting of a lot of the older adults in the show. Unfortunately, it just like a lot of it feels like, oh, we're acting now. And we're saying lines that were written for us to make something very clear.
Yeah, it feels like they didn't have a lot of time with the source material, but like whatever. I will always love the cartoon like so much, so this is just like a fun little treat to me. I don't think it needs to be like better. I would never think it was going to be better. I think it's just fun.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think it's things like are allowed to just be fun. Like that's reality TV is just fun. Like I still watch it even though I'm not like, this has made me really feel and think things, you know.
It's like an opportunity to rewatch one of your favorite shows again, but it's like a little different and it's not going to be the same, but you know, it's like revisiting an old friend in a new way. That's how I feel. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Slay.
I got a lot of good discount Valentine's Day candy. I got it for 50% off. Great sale.
So happy.
I'm really enjoying the underwater oil rigging TikTok videos. I don't know if you've seen those. Oh my God, they're so funny. So, have you not seen them?
No, I haven't, but please go on.
So like a girl will call her dad and be like, oh my God, I got a job with ExxonMobil. And then they'll be like, what do you mean? And they'll be like, it's for oil rigging. It's like $200,000. I'm just like kind of nervous to do it because I don't know how to weld. And like, then they'll be like underwater welding. And then the dad will be like, that is one of the hardest, like you can't do. It's just very funny. They're very funny videos. You should check them out. I'll send you one.
I thought you would meant that they would be videos of somebody underwater welding and like doing oil rigs. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I could see that being kind of something, you know.
Honestly, I'm at a point where I was like, maybe I should take a job underwater welding if they pay that well. Like, are they desperate for
if
workers?
Somebody was like, do you want to underwater weld? I'd be like, maybe. Is it
for hard? For $200,000 a year? Maybe, yeah.
I would do nearly anything for $200,000 a year, probably.
Yeah, so that's that. Should we pull over? Our
I think
broom?
We can pull over, pull our broom over, and go dance with the coven under the moonlight.
Wow.
Yeah. Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. So I love therapy. I have always been a huge advocate for therapy. I've been seeing my therapist for, gosh, going on 6 years now. So she's basically like a homie, less of a therapist, more of a pal. Just kidding. She actually is really, really good at her job. And I have benefited immensely from therapy. I literally feel like I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if I didn't have therapy as a resource. I think it's so good to help you work through not only like your daily problems and, you know, your work issues or your friend issues, your relationship issues, but also like work through things that have been patterns in your life that maybe you've identified but don't really know how to fix. Or things like phobias, anxieties, things that you feel like you have a lack of control over. Therapy can be really helpful in making you feel like you do actually have control, because you have more control than you think that you do. But I know that it is not easy for everybody to access therapy. And that's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp, because there are states in America even where there's like two therapists that take insurance, you know? Like, it's really, really important to have access to mental health, and not everybody does. And BetterHelp makes it super, super easy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest, whatever it is, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/LND.
Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Honeylove has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire without sacrificing lift. Honestly, it's time to spring clean your bra drawer. How long has everything been in there? For a limited time, only you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/LND. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/LND. Listen, if I am going to wear a bra, it's gonna have to be comfortable. And that's why I go for Honeylove. I grew up wearing the most painful bras, and even though I chose some especially bad ones as a teenage girl because I wanted to look a little bit more developed, there weren't any other options at the time that were a lot more comfortable. So that's why I'm really glad the bra game has finally changed. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/LND. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/LND. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Okay, so we are talking about leap year spells. And I just have to say, when I saw that there was a February 29th this year, I was shocked. I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought it was a joke. I forgot that this existed. I forgot that this was even a thing. This is like a distant memory to me. I don't know what I was doing last time there was a leap year, but I don't think I even noticed that it happened.
It was 2020, so you definitely didn't notice that it happened.
Yeah, who knows what I was doing back then. I was living
February 29th, 2020. We were like, really? Another day in this fucking month? Yeah, so it's a leap year. Do y'all know what that means? There's an extra day in the year because of fucking Julius Caesar. He was like, we need to have 12 months in the year instead of 13. But that means that every 4 years we need an extra day. Otherwise, bad things will happen because time zones and hours and sort of planets. I don't know. But that's the vibe.
Something about the rotations and the way that they spin.
Yeah.
And the way that they spin in relation to each other, even, I would say.
Even, I would say. This. Right.
But so, to me, this was great news because one extra day before I have to pay rent, and also free day. Free day to free do day. Whatever, really. You can do anything.
Sort of a silly, goofy opposite day, even. Like, sort of a day. And that's kind of was the vibe of, like, I was Googling, like, what do people do? What are their, like, leap day traditions? Do you guys know any leap babies? I know a handful of leap babies.
A couple
babies
people replied to me. They were like, I'm seven.
I'm a leap baby.
Like, LOL.
And yeah. I love that. I think that's so fun. Like, imagine when you're like, I'm seven. I've only had some birthdays. Also, I do feel like if
pissed,
you're a leap baby... No, I feel like if you're a leap baby, you really get to fucking live it up, because there are not that many people that have your same birthday. Like, you're very special, I think. And my friend's half birthday is on leap day, so she only gets it every 4 years. So I'm pretty excited for this year to talk to her on her half birthday.
How does that even work? Because was she born?
Her birthday is in August. It's like August 29th, and 6 months back would be February 29th, but there's not often a February 29th. So
But couldn't it just be like March 1st though? Like math wise, like if you just divide whatever the amount of time is in half. Okay. Yeah. Well.
So anyways, leap day. And a lot of people like throughout time, leap day has sort of been like a, oh, it's a magical, weird, funky little day. And back in the day, it used to be called like, I don't know, like romance day or something. But like women would propose to their boyfriends instead of their boyfriends proposing to them on leap day. It was like a tradition for women to propose to men on leap day. Like,
what era? What era are we talking about right now?
Through like the '50s. I mean, like the 1800s,
like the 1950s.
Yeah, yeah. Like this was like kind of a thing. And it's still a thing, I think, in like Ireland. Like it's still a thing in like Europe, I think. But
well, when is
if you're
when is opposite day?
I don't January know if opposite 25th. Day has like a real okay. I didn't know that.
Okay.
But
I was just wondering if it like slowly transformed into like a different day nearby or something like that over time. Because
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I think it's just like, what a weird day. Let's do weird things. But it's kind of a weird day, right? It's like a bonus day. Like you don't normally get it. So apparently the energy is very, very spiritual. So this is what we're about. And I'm going to say this. We're about to get a little woo-woo with it. And if if that's not something that's your thing, you don't have to listen to it. But at the same time, it's kind of fun and silly and goofy. So you might as well. And I think even if you're not a super spiritual person, you can get something out of it. Because it's just nice. It's just fun. Okay. Sometimes things are just fun. Okay. So leap day apparently has like very strong spiritual energy, like the veil between worlds, you know, sort of the veil between worlds is like very thin, apparently. And so it's a very like, I don't know. It's kind of like if you want a change in your life this year, there's no better time for doing spell work than on February 29th, because it's sort of like a good day to, since it only happens every 4 years, it's supposedly a good day to like realign your long-term goals and also get things out of your life that like don't belong in your life and just sort of like realign yourself into like your best self. So you can do things for like realignment, growth, long-term goals, and you can also communicate with spirits if you so choose. Some of the things that people are saying you can do on leap day to kind of feel spiritual is you can start a new journal, a brand new journal, and have your first page be a list of long-term goals and habits that you want to grow or break. So you're like sort of almost starting off as like a fresh page, like metaphorically, but also like you're kind of doing something physically that's a fresh start. You can write things that you want to banish from your life and then burn or bury them, like write them on a piece of paper and burn or bury them at 4 p.m. Or 4 a.m. on February 29th. I don't know why the 4. It's none of my business.
It makes sense to me because leap day to me sort of sounds like you've opened like this temporary portal into like this portal that only lasts for one day and you can just like throw stuff in there and then it'll like disappear.
It'll disappear for another 4 years. If you're a tarot girly, you could do a 12-month tarot spread, one card for each of the 12 months. There was also something about like eating citrus fruits. So maybe eat an orange if that's something that sounds fun to you.
I'll do whatever they suggest.
This ritual specifically is you basically go and find some leaves, okay? Find some leaves.
Okay.
And then you're going to write down on those leaves sort of your troubles or things you want to out of your life, things you don't want to think, you know, have part of you anymore. And then you're going to find somewhere where you can safely throw these leaves, you know, perhaps a stream or a well or out your window if you live in the city. And you're going to say these words. I am projecting that which holds me back away from my body, my spirit, and my life. I tap into the energy of this liminal rare leap day and ask that it help give me the courage and strength to overcome this hurdle that I've been dealing with once and for all. So might it be. And then you're going to scrunch up the leaf or the leaves and you're going to throw them away from you. And then you're going to take some deep breaths, concentrate on the natural energy, and when you feel ready, thank the environment and leap year for assisting you.
Do we want to do that at 4 p.m. or at 4 a.m. Or does that if one
you
not
can,
matter?
If you can do it at 4 p.m. or 4 a.m., it says that that would be helpful.
Got it.
I honestly think it's like nice to do things like that anyway. Like whether or not you want to buy into like the spirituality and the magic of it all, like I think it's like nice to physically do something that represents like something you want to do. Like sometimes I think you need to see it. It's kind of like, does manifesting really work, or is it just helpful to write down your goals a bunch of times? Like does manifesting really work, or is it just helpful to like keep yourself accountable by saying this is what I want, you know?
And right, I think remembering this is what's also important to you.
Yeah, like I think this is also one of those things like where it's like, does it, is it really magic, or is it just that it's good to like write down the, remind yourself of what you don't want in your life and like have a physical representation of getting rid of it?
I love that. If you guys go to our Instagram, we will post that on our story so that you have exactly, because it might be hard to write that down from listening to it from here. We'll have that for you. We'll maybe provide
you can,
it.
You can just play it. Maybe you don't have to say it. Maybe you can hear me saying it. And then that's magical enough. Because
that's so magic.
It's nice. I like really love like a fucking symbol. Like I love symbolism. It's like the, it's kind of like January 1st, you know? It's like, is it like a real thing that it's a whole new day? No, not really. But it does feel good to like start something fresh, a new page, like a new beginning. And if this is helpful to somebody, I hope it is, because I'm going to do it. Fuck it. Why not? Why not? You know?
I'm totally going to do it. I'm going to make my parents do it with me. I'm going to have everybody do it.
Have everyone I know do it. I'm going to write down this this fuck ass kidney. I'm going to throw it out the window.
Ooh. And I think it'll happen. I've always really wanted to do the like the fire burning stuff type of ceremony with my friends. I've never done one of those.
Ooh, I really like doing that. I used to do it in high school all the time. I had a friend. For some reason, we were like really obsessed with like catharsis in this way. Like we were really obsessed with doing things that felt really like, oh, like we're doing something. So we would like go and break beer bottles. Like we would go and like throw them at stuff, and we would like write shit down and burn it in the fire, and like write down the names of boys who have like hurt our feelings and burn them in the fire and like things like that. Like it was very emo of us.
That's important.
It's like cathartic. It's like feels nice to be a little insane. I think something about girlhood is being a little insane with it. Like I do think like a big part of just being a girl is being a little bit, a little insane with it.
And it feels good. It feels good to be a little bit insane with it.
Really good. Because why not? There's also a big part of me that's like, I don't know. Like, why not? Like, why not believe in something else? Like, why not just like fuck around with it? Like, why not? What is it? What does it get you to not believe? I don't say like live your whole life based on superstition and like your crystals and like whatever. But I do think like, it's kind of fun. Why not? People who get really upset about it, I'm like, you're just not fun.
You're never like, oh, I'm not going to work on this thing because I got a crystal that's going to be working on it for me. You like, know, that's no, like not how it works.
I have my shit that I have to do, but like sometimes it's comforting and silly and goofy. I was just going to ask if you ever, have you ever done any kind of like spell or like wanted to do some kind of like magical thing?
I mean, I do wish every 11/11, like my whole life, every single 11/11, I always make a wish. Actually, my wish recently changed this week for the first time in like 8 years.
Whoa.
Actually, so does it ruin it if I say what my wish was?
Not if you say it every day. I feel like it cancels it out.
Well, my wish every day has been to be happy. But then whenever I was dating someone, my wish would be for them to be happy. Whenever it was 11/11, I know it's so gross. It's so gross. I'm not going to say what my new one was. It's like a little bit more, it's asking for more accountability, I guess I would say, my new wish. But I haven't done like, I don't think I've done a spell. I've done, obviously I go to psychics. I do magic mushrooms. I do psychedelics. I love your tarot card readings. I've had crystals, but I don't think I don't think I've ever done a spell. I think I asked you about a spell once, but I don't know if I did
it. I think we both asked a friend of ours about like hexing somebody, and she was like, do not do it.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the first things you have to learn is you can't do a bad, curse.
No evil energy out.
No evil energy.
If you put like bad things out in the universe, I think they do come back to you. I mean, not
they're
going
to bring it to themselves.
Can do evil stuff, but yeah, hopefully. It's sort of like karma. It's like karma is real, but like you have nothing to do with it. You know, like karma will happen to people in the way that it needs to happen for them and for like their growth and for their opportunities to be a better person. And they're either going to take it or they're not. And if they take it, that's great. And if not, that's also great. You know, like,
Yeah. Well, with the woo woo, and speaking of,
yeah.
Are you ready for the tarot card of the week, traffic report?
Am I ready for it? It's been a very sort of woo-woo episode, huh?
That was a Taylor Swift reference.
It was. Good job.
You guys, you always say that I don't hear them, and you know, a lot of the time that's true. But now I'm gonna try to point it out so that you don't think that I don't know. There's actually this one podcast I listen to where one of the co-hosts is a huge Swiftie and the other one isn't, and she's like trying to make her a Swiftie. It's like a journey that she's putting her on. She's like giving her homework and stuff like that.
Would you like me to do that for you? I'm more than happy to, but, you know, if you've never seen that interested in it. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to force it on you. You listen when you want to listen and we talk about it when you want to talk about it. But I'm not going to. I don't think you. I mean, I think everyone would benefit from really diving in. But you know a lot of her music, you know.
I think most people, even if they're not a Swiftie, have heard like 100 Taylor Swift songs. And like know a lot of her lyrics and know, like, you know what I mean?
And I don't even think that's true. But so the fact that you're even saying that is where I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't need to like force it on you. You've listened to like probably enough of them. But if you ever are like, I want to do the whole course, I want to do the from the beginning, like I'm happy to write it out for you. So what am I asking the cards this week? Is it leap day energy this week? What's our vibe for leap day?
I hope it's good because last week was a good one and it really like
so good
made my heart feel safe.
Okay, our leap day vibe is the Three of Swords. It's got a little heart in there. That's very cute. Swords is sometimes conflict, but I don't know about this one. Self-love, making amends, and healing the heart.
Wait, that makes so much sense.
That's really sweet. And kind of like end of the heartbreak is kind of the vibe of it. Because like it can be a heartbreak card, but it can also be like finding your way out of the darkness. And I think that doing that is through self-love. And I think that we can all honor that. Today
it's very mending things vibes, which is sort of what the spell is as well. So
isn't it always hey maybe we are witches now.
We could be witches, honestly. I see that for us. I see like one of our past lives us doing very witchy things.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, I was Anne Boleyn in a past life and probably also like maybe a witch at some point. People say she was a witch, you know.
Well, they say that about women, but did she do witchy things? I know they say like she kind of bewitched the king.
Yeah. Like love spell kind of thing.
Okay.
That was the vibe that I got.
Yeah. I don't think she needed to do all that.
Here's my thing. Check back with us, you know, in like a week or two. And if next week I'm like, I was like in psychosis last week, you know, just know that that's a possibility that like I could be doing better right now. I didn't even say my parents were in town and they literally had like plans for us to do. And then they like literally we had one dinner and they were like, okay, so what we're actually going to do is just clean your house. We're going to make you some meals. We're going to buy you groceries. And we're just going to take care of you for a couple of days. And I was like, okay. I could be doing better. But I'm fucking living, laughing, loving and doing spells. And next week will be better. Once I start my antidepressants, I'm going to be amazing.
You didn't sound psychosis to me until the last 10 seconds of you talking. I was just like, Ellie's doing her thing. But now I'm like, are you?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I love
tune in.
Tune in next week. Find out.
Okay, we would like to shout out our birthday pigs. We've got Katie, Curtis, Maya, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, Zachary, and Biscuits. And Biscuits has reached out to us and said, yes, Biscuits is a great name to call her by. It's actually her cat's name, and she made her Patreon to follow a cat creator, so she was showing up as Biscuits.
Love that, Biscuits.
So we're gonna go with Biscuits, but if you ever change your mind, let us know. But Biscuits,
let us know, great. But love Biscuits is great.
Love to say it. Love for it to come out of my mouth.
And if you want to be like our good friend Biscuits, you can follow our Patreon at patreon.com/latenightdrivepod. And if you want to hang out with us on Instagram, where we'll be posting a spell this week, I guess, then you can follow our Instagram, latenightdrivepod. And yeah, I love you guys so, 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 so much. Oh, and Patreon episodes will be coming if you want more updates, more sort of, ooh, gossipy little things. If you want to hear the more tea about how we're feeling in our personal lives, that's a great place to come hang out with us. So I love you guys so, 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 so much. As always, have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. We will catch you on our very next drive.
Thank you for coming in that drive. I hope you enjoy the drive. Ooh.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/LND.